We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Listen, I'm good. Yeah. It's not raining today.
It's not raining today. Thank goodness.
I can't take it anymore.
It's not great.
I don't like it. I don't like the rain. Mm. I did not move to Seattle. Mm.
To Seattle?
Yeah. Oh. That's where the rain is.
I was like, to Seattle?
No. Seattle, Washington.
No, you did not move to Seattle.
No, I live in California. Mm-hmm. And I just don't get it. It affects my mood.
Yeah.
It affects my overall life. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's not okay.
I do like it a little bit because I just sleep and listen to it. And that's nice. I like sleeping to the rain and waking up to the rain because then I'm like, mm-hmm. But I also have the luxury of not needing to go anywhere right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling it a luxury and not a dearth of work. And now the fact that I don't have to be anywhere and that no one needs me to be anywhere, I have the luxury.
I mean, I too have the luxury to be at home, work mm-hmm. from home, but it's bad.
Yeah.
And my house keeps leaking and I have to deal with that.
Yeah.
So now I have a wall that's just open and fans running on it. And then I bought a wet vacuum. I don't know how to fucking use it. And I looked at the instructions and I read them with my good eyes. Yeah. I had contacts in.
Oh, so those were the good eyes.
Those were my good eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like simply can't figure it out. And then I had to buy more baking soda because that absorbs water. And yeah. I don't want to get rid of this rug because I love this rug. Mm. It's tough in these streets.
This is a shop vac?
Mm-hmm.
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 I have one.
Mm-hmm.
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 Sometimes there's like two switches. Mm-hmm. One makes it blow out and mm-hmm. one sucks it in. So maybe I don't.
I'm gonna be so mad if I was blowing out and not in. But like, I was blowing in.
Okay.
Sucking up. I was sucking.
Mm-hmm.
Sucking, not blowing. And it like was sucking up it wasn't sucking up the water.
Mm.
But then I was like, is the rug like, it's just damp, so will it not suck up damp? But it should.
Yeah, it should.
There's so much baking soda on my carpet because that allegedly absorbs moisture.
Yeah.
And it ain't stinking.
And then what do you do? Do you vacuum the baking soda out of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the internet told me.
Yeah.
And right now I just have towels to soak up the water when it's tough.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I don't like it. Also, I know how like, it's like, yay, I have a place and it's nice that I have a, but I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. Every time it fucking rains.
Mm-hmm. I need to, I found a website that says, or I guess there's a company that can detect where leaks happen or like they have like a machine that says like where water is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, before you call us, do these steps to even see if you have a leak. And it's like shutting off all the water in your home to, and then seeing if the water meter's still going, then you know mm-hmm. you have a leak. I need to do that because my stairs outside my house are just wet all the time.
Oh, no.
And it's mysterious and it doesn't make sense to me. And I'm like, It's not raining today.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the stairs wet?
Is it soaking?
There's like, it's like evident. It's like, it looks, it's a darker color than the rest of the floor of the rest of the
ground. Is it a lot? Do you think it could be an animal who's like
peeing?
Got to pee pee.
I think it's too much. Is that animal sick? I think it's too much for one animal to be doing. Unless a bunch of animals are lining up at the top of the stairs and pissing at the same time and leaving.
Imagine. They're like, all right, gotta make it to the piss time.
There was, I can't remember what I talked about on the show. There was a morning where crows surrounded my home and all started screeching at the same time. And I was like, do you need me? They were like, wake up. And I had a friend who said that sometimes that happens when they see a crow, like a fellow crow being attacked or something.
Oh, no.
Or something that they don't like. So they surround it and like use noise to like harass the attacker or something.
Wow.
So I don't know what was happening out in the yard.
I don't know. You got to look at them cameras.
This is true.
You can figure it out real easily.
But they don't, I really felt like they were like on top of the house.
I hope they were just trying to wake you up. They're like, this bitch is going to be late.
And I was like, huh?
Get up!
Don't they know I have the luxury of not needing to be anywhere right now?
There was a cat in my backyard, a light orange cat.
Oh, I have an orange cat in my yard.
Oh.
I wonder if it's making the rounds.
Maybe. It's like, got to go on a trip.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get it inside because I just didn't know if it was someone's cat or a street cat that needed saving.
Yeah.
And it was like coming towards me. It was like, oh, I think you're going to help me. And I was going to help it home. And then I didn't close the door all the way. And then Clyde came flying out and was like, who are you?
Uh-huh.
And then chased the cat away. And I'm sad.
Yeah. So is the cat.
Yeah, that cat was like, I almost got saved. And then this damned dog.
Well, Clyde was just doing his job.
I know.
Protecting the home.
Protecting the house, protecting me.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm just like, chill out, sir. I don't need to be protected in this moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm inviting the cat in.
Yes.
He can't tell.
But then I really thought about it. I was like, I don't have a litter box. I don't have anything for this cat, but I guess I would put it in the bathroom and then go get things.
Okay.
Until I figured out where it belonged.
Did it have a collar?
See, I couldn't really tell. It was a little dark.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's okay.
Probably. The orange cat in my yard is doing just fine.
Oh.
I've seen, like, I've watched the Ring cameras on it, and because I've had the thought of, like, does this cat need a home? Mm. Is it safe? Chilling. Just, like, roaming around. And, like, on the same night that coyotes are also roaming around. But I think this cat, like, maybe, like, scratched one of them on the nose or something. I like to think the coyotes respect this cat.
I like this. This cat is king of the coyotes.
Yeah. They're like, oh, the boss is here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There's also a skunk that roams the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a walk, and I was like, oh, the skunk. And they move so fast.
Yeah.
It's
big.
Wild. They are huge.
Yeah.
And then I watched it go into my backyard, and I was like, well, I can't do anything. You're just going to be in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'll see it move across the window in the back, and then I'll turn on the light, and it'll stop, and it'll stare at me. Because he knows I can't do anything.
I dare you.
I dare you to come outside.
I'll make everything stink.
I'll stink you up. Ugh.
Has Clyde ever got skunked?
Thank God, no.
Yeah. That would be awful.
Charlie got skunked.
Oh.
John Milheiser, my former roommate, John Milheiser.
Yeah.
The former. I can't remember what Charlie ran after a skunk, got skunked, and then we had to put him in the garage because he was stinky.
Oh.
And then I think John gave him a tomato bath or something. Yeah, it was bad.
But I also feel like I saw that tomato baths don't work, or like that's like a myth or something.
Oh.
But maybe it worked if he did it.
I think it worked. And then we bathed him in something else. I can't remember what we did, but we did leave him in the garage for a little bit because he was really
too stinky.
He was so stinky, and I was like, he can't come in the house.
Yeah.
But someone stayed with him. It wasn't like we put him in the garage and like shut the door and like, see ya.
We'll worry about this tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. It's wild in these streets.
It's wild.
Also, houses be fallen.
Houses be fallen. Yeah.
It really makes you think
about
the way. the way houses are fucking built. Yeah. Like, I have broached this topic before. I don't think on the podcast, but I'm like, sticks fall in dirt. Mm-hmm. How you put in the foundation of a house in dirt, it's gonna move. Yeah. And the earth be moving and showing us that houses be moving.
Yeah.
Houses are falling off their foundation.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, we build houses pretty poorly here.
They're like, sounds like it.
It's just like really thin walls and sticks stuff. And like, I mean, the fact that I, at one point I had mice going in between my walls in my home, which is like, why is there even space for them? Why isn't there just like concrete or like why is there a gap large enough for rodents to even crawl through?
Insulation.
Yeah, but like, they're going through some empty spaces, too. They had too much ease.
Yes. You are correct. On 100-Day Home, which is a show on HGTV.
Okay.
I wonder what HGTV stands for. Home Garden Television. Okay. So I'm glad we figured that one out. So Mika and Brian will build you a home in 100 days in Florida.
Okay.
And they seem to build the frame with like cinder blocks, which is something I've never seen.
Yeah.
Usually it's sticks.
Yeah.
And more sticks.
Yeah.
And then walls.
Yeah.
But they do it differently. And I was like, well, why don't we build all houses with cinder blocks? But I guess if a cinder block house slid down a hill, you gonna kill people.
But isn't there less of a chance of it doing that?
Because it's heavier?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Houses are crazy.
They're crazy.
Whenever I'm driving like on the 101 and you see those houses all the way up, I'm like, is there a day where I'm stuck in traffic and there's a house sliding towards me? What do you do? Get out of the car? Dodge the house?
But I don't think it's like the house is just on top of the foundation. I think it's like,
Sashir, what do you do when a house looking like a gingerbread house is sliding towards you?
I guess I'm the Wicked Witch. I guess I just get slammed and someone steals my shoes.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if I die and someone steals my shoes? I'm going to be livid.
That would suck.
That's so rude.
Yeah.
Keep my
I'm already dead.
Yeah. Keep my dogs covered.
Keep my dogs covered. I don't need my dogs out.
No.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
Dorothy.
Oh, did you see that someone stole? Or I guess maybe it happened a while ago. Stole the ruby slippers from like the Academy Museum.
How?
I don't know.
Not cameras everywhere?
I think it was decades ago. I really didn't read the article. I read like the highlights. But I think it was like, yeah, someone stole the shoes on a dare. Terry Martin
in
prison and sentenced instead to 1 year of supervised release for stealing the slippers from the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota in 2005.
Oh my God. Wait, Minnesota has the museums because isn't Paisley Park in there?
I don't know.
In Minnesota?
I don't know.
St. Minnesota? Yeah, Paisley Park is in Minnesota. So you could go to the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota, Paisley Park. You can see.
What's happened there?
See the, I almost just said the two J's, but Prince doesn't start with a J.
No.
Yeah. The fucking idiot over here. Jesus Christ. I don't know why I almost said the two J's.
No. There's two P's in Paisley Park.
Yeah.
And three if you count Prince.
Prince. And then Judy Garland.
That's
P's. JG. All right.
But they're there. They are both there.
They are iconic. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wish I could sing like Judy Garland.
Oh. Yeah. Great voice.
Beautiful voice. Or Liza Classic. Minnelli.
Mm-hmm.
I went into a little hole and was watching just clips from Cabaret.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Is there a favorite song that you like to sing?
I mean, if we're doing karaoke, I usually pick Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Who I think covered it from someone else, but I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's interesting how many covers there are out there.
Isn't it?
Fast Car was covered. Tracy Chapman's monster hit, yeah. Fast Car, was covered by a man.
Is it Luke Combs?
I think it's Luke Combs.
Yeah, the country singer.
Yeah, and they had a really great performance at the Grammys. Yeah,
it was nice to see her, like...
It was also
great
nice.
Skin.
Oh my God, she looks great. The booty's fat. She looks, oh my God, the hair is right. And it felt like she wasn't wearing any makeup, but she looked great.
She looked great.
And you could just see how much he revered her and how excited he was to perform with her. I love seeing shit like that.
Yeah, you pointed out there was this moment where he was just looking at her from the side when she was singing, not him, and he was still mouthing the words like, mm-hmm.
Like truly in love with her.
And which if you're singing with someone you looked up to.
Yeah.
That's gotta be cool.
My favorite thing to come out of the Grammys. Well, one, I learned I love an award show. Not watching it live, but after the fact, if I can skip through things, mm-hmm. Oh boy, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to come out of it was Meryl Streep grabbing on to Beyonce for dear fucking life
so
with a cocktail in her hand. And then, oh boy, everybody on Twitter was, it's just so funny. It's like, America does have a problem. Or I take the plastic off my sofa too.
Yeah.
Also, why was Meryl Streep there?
I have no idea. It was really funny. Glad she was there, I guess.
It was great.
But I guess she was doing that record of the year or something.
Yep. They were like, would you like to present the last award of the night?
Which, why?
It's so funny.
Oh, yes.
And Beyonce is leaning
and
back.
Holding her back, too.
Yes. Also, I wonder if Beyonce, every time leaves the house, gets home and goes, we can't do that again. I don't want to see people anymore.
It must be exhausting.
It must be.
Yeah, people just keep coming
yeah.
to her table
in
being like,
your
can I
space.
Take a picture? Can I take a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, it's like the Beyonce meet and greet when she goes anywhere.
Yeah. I saw her at the SNL 40th anniversary. Same thing. Like, there's a room full of people, including Prince. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, Beyonce's here? And then there was like a line mm-hmm. of people, of celebrities, waiting to take a picture with her.
I mean, she really is the like, like, who's bigger than Beyonce? Well, I guess Taylor Swift's up there with her.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if I would say either is bigger.
Sure.
They both have huge fan bases.
Yes. And I love the fashion at the Grammys.
Well, let's move on from the Grammys, because it happened a month ago at this point. By the time this comes out.
Is it not Black History Month anymore?
No. This comes out
of March. Well, that's it. There's Black History Month is done.
That's it.
That's a wrap. Did you have a good Black History Month?
I feel like I had a good Black History Month. I was black.
Now you're not?
And that's in the past.
And that's it.
And that's
history. A wrap. Well, now we're in Women's History Month.
Yes. So it's still our month.
It's still our month.
Mm-hmm.
We should have a Black Women's History Month.
Ooh, I like that.
And that, okay, that's in April.
Okay, great.
So we'll have 3 months in a row.
Wow. Look at us.
The other night, I was really having trouble. I was like, August, September, October. And then I was like, wait, October comes right after September? I was like having trouble with the months. Mm-hmm. Isn't that silly?
Just that you can't believe that October comes after September?
Yeah. I was like, wow, fall hits hard. It comes at you fast. Summer's done. Fall, fall, fall.
I guess so, yeah.
And how will you celebrate this Women's History Month this year?
You know, probably like being a woman and supporting women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start whispering to people, I'm a woman.
Okay. And then what, do you expect a response or
nope? No, I'll be at Starbucks getting my coffee and they'll be like, here you go. And I go, thank you.
And they'll be like, is this a trick?
It's like, what's going on?
Nothing, it's history. It's history.
Learn about us. What is April officially? Is that a month? What are the rest of the months?
It is definitely a month. April is Black Women's
Whoa!
History Month. What?
That's crazy.
Since when?
Yeah. When did that happen? And how come nobody told anybody?
Why haven't we not been doing things about this?
This is crazy.
Oh.
Oh, we got to write essays and shit?
Oh, this is from a university.
Oh, okay. Can you look up what the other months of the year are? If every month has a thing?
I thought you were just asking, what are the other months of the
what
year?
What are the other months? I'm just curious.
May, June, July.
List of month-long observances.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, January. It could be dry January.
Veganuary.
National Mentoring Month.
Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month.
Start it strong.
It just...
Start that year strong.
Also, that should be all year.
It should be, yeah. So February is... American Heart Month.
Black History Month.
LGBT History Month.
Oh.
Oh, that's in the United Kingdom.
Oh, okay. National Bird Feeding Month?
Yes.
I want to celebrate National Bird Feeding Month. What is it?
March is the Brain Tumor Awareness Month in the UK.
Irish American Heritage Month.
Mustache Month. Mustache March.
Or you maybe grow a mustache?
Or ride a mustache? Mm.
National Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
Women's History Month.
Youth Art Month.
They don't need a month. April is Arab American Heritage Month.
Autism Awareness Month.
Cancer Control Month. Get it under control.
Confederate History
Month. Whoa! Why?
Oh, you know.
Dalit History Month.
Financial Literacy Month.
April has too much going on.
There's a lot going on.
Jazz, math, child abuse prevention.
Pet Month.
Poetry writing. Volunteer. Library Month.
Second Chance Month.
Second Chance of what? I guess if you break up with someone, April is the month to get back with them.
Oh, I was thinking like if the first part of the year was bad for you, you're like, I'm starting the year over today.
this is my January. Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Okay. Oh,
when it rains, it pours. Right? Isn't April a rainy month?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. May.
It's got to be May. ALS Awareness Month.
Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Borderline Personality Disorder Awareness Month.
I mean, okay. So we just know it's going. So, oh, Brain Tumor Awareness Month, excluding the United Kingdom. This is wild. Can you
National
scroll?
Bike Month?
There's just so much.
Wait, there's another Pet Month? I thought we just had Pet Month.
I thought we had Pet Month, too. Maybe
National Smile Month.
Zombie Awareness Month.
Why is there so much happening in May?
A lot's happening in May. Maybe because you're like,
the
it's like
weather's
sunny.
Good.
Yeah, people can have festivals and whatnot.
Yeah. Foster Care Month.
June is African American Music Appreciation Month.
Okay. Caribbean American Heritage Month.
Pride Month. LGBT.
Yeah.
Pride Month.
Okay. July. Nothing's really happening in July. National Ice Cream Month.
Disability Pride Month.
South Asian Heritage Month.
August is Language Month.
South Asian Heritage Month again, but in the United Kingdom. Wow, that's my birthday month. Nothing's happening, so we should just call it Nicole Month.
This is true. It's up for grabs. Not a lot's happening.
Yeah.
Gospel music.
Yoga Month in September.
Bourbon Heritage Month. Honey Month.
Suicide Prevention Awareness Month is in September.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're like, all right, it was a tough 9 months. We'll get in there and tell you.
I mean,
don't
yeah,
do
it's
it.
Getting darker.
Yeah.
October.
Oh, Black History Month is in October in the United Kingdom, Ireland, and the Netherlands.
Okay.
Interesting. November has Black Catholic History Month.
October is Pizza Month?
Wow. Okay. November. No Nut November. Wow.
Destroy Dick December?
Click on it. Oh, what? So Destroy Dick December is also No Nut November. And that's when you don't masturbate. And it's an internet challenge of sexual abstinence. Okay.
And I guess Destroy Dick December is the counterpoint. So now you can fuck like crazy.
Oh, I see. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. I think I'll celebrate Destroy Dick December.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Wait, DDD.
I have a question. Is this No Nut November only for those who have
dicks?
Yeah.
Interesting. I think anyone who nuts can participate in No Nut November, and that includes people without penises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everyone who nuts.
Y'all.
Yeah. I be nutting hard. Oh.
Ew.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh, I be nutting. Oh, boy.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Let's answer some questions.
Let's do that. That's fun.
Hi. I hope you're all doing well. Love your podcast. It gets me through a lot of bad times and good times. Anyway. I have a friendship question, because I've kind of ended a friendship with someone that I considered a very close, dear friend for at least the last 8 years. She's always the one that I ask to take care of my dog, and that's a bit of where the situation comes. This woman's obsessed with dogs, and I love that about her. It's adorable. I have a dog myself, as I mentioned, and we had a little bit of pet sitter drama because she had to cancel last minute due to some health issues, and fair enough. But then a couple months later, it came to light that she's been talking mad shit about how I take care of this dog. And I just want to tell you guys that this dog is not wanting for anything. She gets so much love and attention and like hour-long walks 3 times a day. From me or my husband, but this friend just has no problem talking to friends, my neighbors, people she's only met like one time, about how horrible she thinks I treat this dog, or my husband and I treat this dog, because we live in a city, she's a border collie, that sort of thing. And she's entitled to her opinion. What bugs me is that she's talking a lot of gossip about me behind my back, and this is somebody who knows a lot of my deepest, darkest secrets. So it kind of makes me wonder, what else is she saying about me? And I know she talks about a lot of other people as well. And it just really, it hurt my, I'm not even going to say my feelings, it hurt my heart. And right now I've kind of cut off contact because I'm the kind of person where when I'm upset, like angry, I can't talk to you, otherwise I will explode. So I'm keeping my distance, but I don't know how to approach the situation further, or if I should even continue the friendship, because at this point I don't know if I can trust her with anything. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. I hope you all have a great day.
This is a friendship you want to keep. I do think the answer is saying something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think giving space so you don't blow up is smart. And then when you feel like you can actually like approach this person again and have like a conversation that hopefully won't explode, then do that. And maybe you can come off as a like, just like be honest and like this makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
This hurt my feelings. I was talking to Susie down the street, and she said you said I don't take care of my dog really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks because I think I actually take care of my dog really well. And if you had any thoughts, you could just say them to me as opposed to my whole neighborhood who mm-hmm. knows me and I live here and also our friends. Yeah. And I, you know, this friend did do bad. So it's not like you have to tiptoe around anything. You just be like, hey, I know you did this.
Mm-hmm.
It made me feel really bad. And I would like to be friends, but it's kind of hard for me because I don't want you to keep doing this to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably talk about it in therapy ad nauseum until it didn't bother me anymore. Mm-hmm. And then talk to them when I felt like a level head to be like, hey, I think I'd say the same thing as you. It's like, hey, I heard you like have been talking about me and how I treat my dog. And I would love that, like, just tell me, like, mm-hmm. is there something that I can improve upon or whatever?
Yeah.
And then honestly, if you decide to continue a friendship with this person, I wouldn't tell them any more deep dark secrets.
Yeah.
Because there's people in my life who you can't tell a secret to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that about them. Like, they're a good person. I like them. It's fun to hang out with them. But it's like, I'm not telling you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm okay with everybody knowing.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
I also wonder what this person's standard is for taking care of a dog.
Yeah. 3-hour-long walks.
Well, I guess I meant the friend who's gossiping.
Oh.
But also, that's
wild.
I was surprised to hear that.
But I guess a border collie does need, like,
activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, Clyde does not get 3-hour-long walks.
Yeah.
Unless we go to the dog park and we're there for like an hour and he's running around.
Maybe the owners like to run, or like maybe themselves are exercise people.
Maybe. I can't fathom running with Clyde. It would be so hard.
Yeah.
And also he would give up.
Mm-hmm.
He's just as
like, what are we doing?
Athletic as me. He's like, whoa, what?
No.
Solved. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I have a sticky friend situation. I have two close friends. One I've known for 20 years since grade school. We'll call her Judy. And the other since high school. We'll call her Cindy. Judy and I have been best friends forever. Cindy was in a different friend group with me. Judy and Cindy were friends in high school, but never kept in touch the way I did with both of them. Me and Judy were roommates, and I would have Cindy come over, and we all started getting close and hanging out. About a year after we became a group of three that hangs out a lot, they tell me that they've started dating.
Oh, I'm happy for them. But it's hard for me because now I feel like I'm the odd man out. I'm uncomfortable hanging out with them, and I think I'm still trying to get used to it. Part of me thinks that I'm no longer needed in the friendship because I brought them together to hang out more, and now they have each other and don't need me. I know I shouldn't think that way, but that's what's going through my mind. I really don't want to lose either of them because we've been friends for so long. Any help is appreciated.
I think since they continue to hang out with you, I think they still want to be your friend.
Yeah.
I think dating, just because they're dating, I don't think that changes how they feel about you as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's still two people friends with one person. But also, it might be super vulnerable, but you can always say, hey, I do feel a little insecure now that you two are dating that maybe I am the third wheel and you don't want to hang out with me anymore.
Yeah.
But if you guys are still hanging out, like, I think you've made up something in your brain.
Yeah, because they wouldn't hang out with you if they didn't want to.
Yeah.
And they probably do want to keep a friendship going because they get to see each other when you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you don't show up, then it's just the two of them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they have other friends too, but like, it's a nice different dynamic when it's like, we're hanging out as friends, like,
mm-hmm.
we have always been. They just have a separate thing happening on their own, but that's
mm-hmm.
not excluding you. That's just, I mean, I guess it is excluding you because they are in a romantic relationship, but it's not like,
yes, but I think you got to think of it as like your friend has a life without you. And it just happens to be another friend is that life without you. But then you just think about it separately where it's like, oh, they had their life and they have their life. And then you just don't think about it being the same other life? I don't fucking know.
I mean, honestly, what a gift that your friend is dating a friend and your other friend is dating a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, you already know everyone. Everyone's already vetted. It's not like, oh, my best friend's dating a person and now I have to get to know this person, or like, does this person even like me? Or like, none of that stuff has to happen because you have known these people for most of your life. So it's like, how lucky that you like get to keep them in your life.
And you brought them together, so they're never getting rid of you.
You're going to be like the officiator of their wedding.
Or the best person.
Yeah. Yeah. You are the best
person. You are the best person. And honestly, a fun thing you could do when you guys hang out is go, I did this.
Don't like, forget.
Don't forget. I did this. Yeah. Every time you leave, just be like, don't forget, I brought you together.
This is because of me.
Never have happened if it wasn't for me. So when shall we hang out next? Threaten them. That's my advice. Threaten them.
Yeah. Solved.
Solved.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I am calling because I feel, because I want to ask you guys, how do you approach people in the wild? Like, very literally, when you walk up to someone that you would like to talk to, or like, say, you guys were just recently on your trip, say you were sitting at the bar and there are people next to you and you just wanted to strike a conversation, how do you start that conversation? I am 25 years old and I feel like so much of my life has been on the phone, like on my cell phone, and I don't know how to just talk to people in real life, which is really sad and embarrassing. But I'm not super embarrassed because I feel like everyone my age is like that. I'm trying to make friends. I follow the advice of like doing hobbies I like, trying to like talk to people at work or whatever. Like I try the things. I go to class. I go to the gym. And I still just don't talk to people because I feel awkward and shy. And like everyone is on their phone. And even if I put my phone in my pocket, I don't talk to people. Okay, anyway, I'm rambling. Just very literally, how do I talk to people without being like weird or creepy and like to make them actually want to say things back? Okay. Thank you guys. Much love. Goodbye.
In a bar, you can always just go, what drink do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's I think a very easy way into a conversation.
Yeah.
And then just like have in your pocket, like what your favorite drink is to like continue it. Yeah, that's my bar. That's my bar one. Also, that works in restaurants.
Uh-huh.
You go, what is that?
I like looking at people's clothes in general.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very easy way to be like, where'd you get those shoes? Yes. Or like, where, you know, I like this thing that you have. And then they probably do, too, because they're wearing it.
Yes.
So they're like, oh, my God, I got it from blah, 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 blah.
Unless they're like, my mom made me wear this today.
Which, honestly, still opens up a conversation.
Yeah. What's going on with your mom?
Oh, what kind of relationship do you have with your mom? Does she often make you wear things?
Did your mother make you wear things?
Probably.
My mom made me wear this nasty gray sweatsuit that I would wear now that has like had primary color patches on it.
Yeah.
And it just like wasn't in style anymore. And she made me wear it and I cried. And I was like, why are you? And I was so mad the whole day.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my mom bought my clothes. I'm trying to think if she, I don't remember a conversation where I had to wear something.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, these are the options I have because these are the ones she chose. So I guess she made me wear those clothes. But I can't, I'm hard up on a moment where she was like, you can't leave the house unless you wear this thing.
Fair. But yeah, picking out, like pointing out some like an article of clothing is great. Or just being like, oh, do you know of any other bars in the area? Or is there a good place to get food around here?
Mm-hmm.
I think asking questions is a good way into a conversation.
Yeah. You could start with a compliment. And then sometimes, but yeah, the more you keep asking questions, people do like to be asked questions.
They really do.
Unless they're like, oh my God, who are you? What do you want?
Why are you asking? What is this, an interrogation?
A scam?
What is this?
But usually they do like being asked questions, and then and if they are by themselves, they probably are like mm-hmm. also looking to talk to somebody at a bar or out and about. So yeah, you'd be surprised if you just like keep prodding, mm-hmm. something will come up.
Yeah. Also bringing a friend is a good strategy, because mm-hmm. it's like I say something, maybe you say something to add to the conversation. Now we're having a nice time.
Yeah. I'd also say maybe to get practice, you can try talking to people you are not necessarily even interested in. You can also just talk to people. And the more people you talk to, the more comfortable you will be. And then when you see someone that you actually are like, ooh, mm-hmm. I got the hots for that person, I want to talk to them, you'll be more comfortable.
Yeah. Also, servers. I talk to servers too much.
And but they love it.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. And then when they don't, I play a game of, can I win you over? Can I make you love me?
Mm-hmm.
We had a server recently who was great, who showed us a game.
Yeah, that was really fun. What was it called again? Poopy.
Poop.
Zoomies. You have.
I have a picture of it.
It was a child's game.
It was a child's game.
a conversation game. And he was like, yeah, because someone at the restaurant was selling or like made a card game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I bought it and it's great. And we pulled it out.
Rainbow Puppy Poopy Party.
Yeah.
And yeah, we pulled it out. What was your, it's a prompt.
He has a prompt. Mine said, it's nice to be nice. Give someone a compliment. So I like gave him a compliment.
And then mine was run around the room once. So I ran around the restaurant. And that got people talking.
Yes.
If you want to run around a restaurant.
Real conversation starter.
Oh, boy. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very fun.
Yeah.
I do want to play that game again.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Solved.
Solved. I think that's good.
You can also bring, I think I've said this before, bring Uno to the bar and see if someone will play with you.
You have said that before, and I just don't. It's like a commitment. Because they're like, all right, I'm committing to playing a game of Uno.
And then you become the Uno lady. If you want to become the Uno lady, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or a Candyland friend, and you could call 424-645-7003. Have you ever played Candyland?
I used to have it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Why did Candyland's popularity decline?
I think they still sell it.
Do you think board games just in general are having a decline?
No, their board games still exist. You just are not buying them. I don't think they're having a decline. You just aren't around them.
Do you think the death of a board game is because...
No. They're still being sold.
Nobody has them.
If you want to wear our merch to a bar and start a conversation that way, you can go to podswag.com/bestfriends.
If you want to print something out and bring it to a bar, we have transcripts of our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
If you're just scrolling on your phone at the bar, you can rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
See you at the bar, Sashir.
See you at the bar, Nicole.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.